Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. It's the home opener in San Francisco, and we'll talk to an orange and black right-hander and one of the coaches. But first, let's learn more about our sponsors. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right, Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm. Do you want to go to the perfect restaurant and bakery before a Giants game? Why not go to the place where Matt Cain ate before he threw his perfect game? That's Townsend Restaurant and Bakery. It's true, I'm not making this up. On June the 13th, 2012, Matt Cain had a great meal at Townsend, then took the mound down the road at AT&T Park and tossed the first perfect game in Giants history. Your meal can be just as effective after you choose one of their homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. Townsend also serves cage-free Petaluma eggs. For 26 years, Townsend has been capturing the spirit of San Francisco with consistent quality from their family-run business. Serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Townsend is located right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Eat at Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, and who knows, perhaps you can be perfect that day too. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. At the Giants home opener at AT&T Park in San Francisco, I had a chance to go into the Giants dugout and talk to right-hander Jeff Samardzija, and also I chatted with coach Sean Dunston. Let's start with a conversation I had with the Shark. Jeff, I know for you guys it wasn't the best week, but it's such a long season. So, you know, how do you deal with what went on the first week, and what do you think are some of the corrections that the whole team needs to make?
Opening day is going to be great. You know, I think it's a great experience. Love having the guys all together at home. Getting out of spring training, it's going to end up being a drag there towards the end. But, you know, I think everybody's happy to be at home and get settled in this season and then get into their rhythms.
That's a long journey, really, when you think about it, because spring training was a little longer. You guys started out the season on the road for a whole week. So was it one of those things where you get kind of antsy for the home opener?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always looking towards the home opener. It's it doesn't really seem like the season starts until then. You know, you want to get home in front of the home fans. And, you know, like I said, we're all human here. We have all of our luggage, all of our stuff to unpack. And, you know, when you're kind of traveling around with that, a little weird, and I just trying to get settled. So to come home and unpack and see your families and get in your car and stay at your home, it always feels good, and kind of just, you know, let your body know it's time to get going.
What about the feel of pitching in this ballpark? Not only the fans, but just even the whole atmosphere of it. It's so different over there at Chase Field where you guys started out. The ball seems to fly a lot. You know, how different is it for everybody, pitchers and even hitters?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. You know, I mean, obviously you're just trying to go out and do your job. And I think in places like Arizona and Colorado, you try to limit the damage as much as you can when runners get on base. So you got to eliminate your walks and keep the ball down in the zone. You might get away with a little bit more here, but, you know, you can still you can still happen. You know, homers still happen here. And if anything, there's probably some more extra base hits because of the gaps and things like that. So, it's just a different way of pitching. But anything can still happen. So you still got to be on top of your game and understand that just because you're in a different park doesn't mean you get to come off the gas.
How'd you feel about the way you threw the ball and maybe compare that to the way things were going in spring training and the progress that you've made early in this season?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was about spot on there the way I threw the last couple games. Obviously, it didn't end the way I wanted it to. It was a really tough pill to swallow. Those starts are real tough when you have good stuff. You get a bunch of strikeouts, you're not walking guys, and you're getting 1-2-3 innings. Then you have a long inning on offense and go out and it bites you in the butt. So it was just a tough pill to swallow, but the things like that you learn from and why did that happen and how can we prevent it next time. So I feel good and just looking forward to go forward.
You know, we always talk about that when a pitcher's in the dugout for a long time. You want to get those runs, but it's not easy because you can sort of stiffen up a little bit. Is there any way around, you know, getting around that?
I mean, obviously just as the season goes on. It probably wasn't the most ideal thing to happen in the first start of the year when you're still getting your sea legs and still getting going. But those things happen. And like I said, you learn from it. That's the great thing about baseball. It seems like every time you go out and you have a start or have a start in the field or whatever, there's always something that happens that day that, you know, you look back on and you go, all right, I'll remember that one, jot that one down. It's always something new. This game never repeats itself, when it comes to learning lessons. So you just got to go out there, just give it everything you have and pay attention and just be ready for the twists and turns.
Now, you've been a starter for a while, so you know how to deal with the 4 days in between. I would think that sometimes that's hard because you got so many days there to think about what happened, good or bad, whereas the relief pitcher, you know, he can kind of get back out there, or the position player, he can get back out there the next day.
Yeah, you learn to deal with it. I think if anything, it just kind of makes you a little stronger because you remember, you know, what happened and you let it stay with you for 4 days, so you use it to fuel you to work and your bullpens and your running and everything you do. So, you know, I think a lot of guys are starters in this league because of that exact reason, their resiliency and how quickly they learn from past mistakes. So you got to make those adjustments quick and just be ready to make those adjustments. You can't be too stubborn.
There are some early struggles for the staff. Do you think that it helps a lot that you guys have great resumes? I mean, you guys have been around. You know how to deal with any kind of adversity that comes up.
We're going out start to start. You know, I don't think as this starting staff, we're looking at things as a whole. And obviously we understand we affect each other with the way we talk and the way the righties face hitters and the lefties face hitters and things like that. And we can talk about it. But, you know, ultimately we're going out as individual guys and going out to do the best we can that day. Obviously when you string a lot of great starts together, that's what you want. And when it's not going so well, you want to be the guy that stops it. So you come out and do your job that given day and then you go from there.
To finish up, Matt Moore gets a start for the home opener, and you know, he pitched so well for the Giants down the stretch there at the end of last season. What were your thoughts about him, just the way he joined the team? He seemed to fit right in, and how, you know, maybe that could be difficult for some guys.
Yeah, being traded is not easy, man, especially into a big established team like this where personalities are established and relationships are established. And then you come in and you want to prove your worth on the field and off. And it's just difficult sometimes. So to see the way he transitioned into this team was great. And he's a professional. He works hard every day. And I think we're all excited just to get a whole year together as a starting staff with Kaner in there. And see what happens. You know, you're always supporting each other. And luckily for us, every time we show up to the yard every day, we have someone very talented that we get to watch play this game on our team, not against us. So it's always fun.
When you get to know him, is there a little period there, you know, of comfort? And then you can maybe play some practical jokes once you get to know a guy pretty well?
Yeah, Moore is a pretty serious dude. So he'll probably be on our team. Usually the starters stick pretty close together and just usually let the relievers wear it. So we'll see what we can do.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good luck.
You're welcome.
That's Giants right-hander Jeff Samardzija, who gets the start on Tuesday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coming up, we'll hear from Coach Sean Dunston right after this. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, the sportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Just prior to the Giants' home opener at AT&T Park in San Francisco against the Arizona Diamondbacks, I had a chance to sit down with Giants coach Sean Dunston. Here was that conversation. Sean, tell us, what do you think is going through the minds of players for a home opener? Because, you know, there's just a little extra energy, I would think, when you have your home fans to start the season like this.
Yeah, it's a home opener when you're playing in front of your home fans. You just get a little extra pump. You just want to play well. You know, right, represent your team well and make the fans happy.
You think this team, you know, on paper, looks like it's going to contend all year, just going through a little struggle right now?
Yes, that's part of baseball. You go through things. You don't want to start off the way we started, but it is what it is. We came back with a victory yesterday, so hopefully today we can continue.
How hard is it for a young guy like Jarrett Parker to not press when you don't get off to a good start? You still have to keep your confidence, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you're going to press whether you're a veteran or not. You could be a veteran and not playing well, it's going to bother you. That's part of baseball. But like they say, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. At times when I played it as a sprint. So I try to tell the guys, you got to slow down. Everything will happen. If you're a 270 hitter, you're a 270 hitter, you will hit 270. If you're a 300 hitter, you will hit 300.
Is it harder to have that struggle the first week or two of the season than maybe in June or July? Because, you know, it's just so inflated when people are looking at, oh, he's 0 for whatever.
Well, June is kind of hard in June. Right now, well, if you 0 for 10, then you go 5 for 10, you like, you're 5 for 20. Then if you get two more hits, right, then you'll be 7 for 22. Then you'll be hitting 300. So the guys know what they're doing. They understand. But you do always want to get up to a good start. And plus it will sink in your head that I'm struggling. But if you're playing every day, it won't bother you.
You know, there's some guys that just get locked in spring training and they stay locked in. It looks like that with Joe Panik and Brandon Crawford. I mean, they just came in determined. I don't know if it helped Crawford to play in the World Baseball Classic. What do you think?
Well, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. So you just ride as long as you can. You know you're not going to stay there, but it's always good to get off to a good start. And when you're struggling, it just stays with you a little bit. But if you have the attitude of Buster, don't worry about nothing, or Chronic Gillespie, just go about your business, everything will work out.
Crawford wins a Gold Glove. Panik to Buster Posey as well. What do you think about the recognition that those guys are getting? You know, especially Crawford, it seemed like he didn't get that so much early on being on the West Coast.
Well, I'm not surprised he's a Gold Glove. I told everybody when he came up here he's going to be our shortstop for the next 7 to 10 years, and he is. And he's man, make an organization, man, prove them right, that man, by drafting him and waiting for him and having patience with him. As long as you catch the ball at shortstop, the hitting will come. If you catch the ball at short, then you hit, you're a star. But like they told me, you could go 0 for 25, but as long as you catch the ball at shortstop, you're okay.
You know, Panik's already made a couple of incredible plays at second base early in this season. But what is it about the routine of playing those infield positions? You've got to make those routine plays. I mean, isn't that really what it is? Because sometimes those are the ones you make mistakes on.
Yes, you have to really focus on the routine. When you make the routine, then a spectacular play, then you become a superstar. But you have to make the routine play. And Crawford makes both, so that's why we spoil, and Joe makes both. I mean, Joe don't make it as spectacular as Crawford, but he does the same thing and just gets the jobs done.
How much does it help that Brandon Belt digs a lot of those balls out of the dirt over first base?
Oh, we love Brandon Belt. I mean, like, I love Mark Grace when I was playing over there. So I know every infielder loves Brandon Belt. He don't get the recognition, but hopefully he'll get a Gold Glove in the next few years.
What does it do? I mean, can you feel like you just can kind of throw it over there and not worry so much?
Well, that's a nice feeling when you can just throw the ball over there and know that he's going to catch it. But if you throw it over there and you got to keep looking and you're not sure he's going to catch it, it takes away from your game. But when you have a very good first baseman, it makes you feel real good. Man, that's your security blanket.
How much does it help this Giants team that you guys have a staff that's been together? You really know each other really well and what your roles are as far as the coaching staff is concerned.
Yes, we have a good team. We have that good pitching staff. And as long as you got Mad Bum, we're going to be all right. And then Cueto's right behind him, then Moore, then Samardzija, then Kane. I think hopefully Kane will have a big year because he's, I mean, people forget that he was a star, you know, but you know, you get a little older, but he has a lot left. And hopefully he just shows everybody what he's all about.
Yeah, I mean, even if the guy's not throwing 95 miles an hour, if he's hitting his spots, he still can get people out, right?
Yeah, as long as Matt competes with the best of them. He's just going to compete. He never worries about nothing. He's just going to go out there and play. He's not thinking about nothing but just trying to help the team win.
Before I let you go, I know you're all about the Giants nowadays, and it was tough to lose to the Cubs last year, but was there a little part of you that, you know, seeing them win the World Series, did you have some, you know, admiration for what went on? I mean, they're going to celebrate that today and raise the World Series flag and all that. I mean, being a Cub when you first started out.
Well, when we lost and they beat us, I was like, wow. Of course I'm going to root for the Cubs, but I had a feeling they was going to win the World Series. They beat us fair and square. after we came back and took the lead, then, man, usually the Cubs don't come back and keep the lead. But when they did against us, I said they're going to win the World Series. And I'm so happy for the city of Chicago and the fans, but mainly the front office people, all the people that played for the Cubs. Man, we always tried to be a winner, but we couldn't. But the fans always made us felt like we was winners because they always sold out and always supported us. So I am very happy for Chicago.
You can only imagine what it means to those fans, right?
It means a lot, especially the people that passed away, you know, their families. You come up as a Cub, and like they say, once a Cub, always a Cub. But those players don't understand what they really did, man, because they're still young. So, you know, right when you're young, you just look at everything like everything's going to come easy, and which it's not. And they're going to find out, but I think they're probably going out probably the greatest Cub team ever because they won the World Series after 108 years.
Before I let you go, tell us about your son, where he is right now, and you know, what do you want to see him do this year as far as getting better at playing baseball?
Well, he's in Augusta. He's just playing. Man, he just got to play well. You know, man, just learn, man, kind of play who you are and just play the game with respect, and everything will take care of itself.
All right, John. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Enjoy the home opener.
All right, thank you.
That's former Giants player and now Giants coach Sean Dunstan. Want to thank him and Jeff Samardzija for joining us at AT&T Park in San Francisco prior to the home opener. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from a member of the Giants pre- and post-game broadcast team for NBC Sports Bay Area. Matt Williams, former Giant, will be our guest on Wednesday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com.